Views and Beyond is a program focusing on our cultural assets here in Butte County and beyond, looking at arts, culture, artistic endeavors, museums, and economic development right here in the greater Ishii Nation, the foothills and beyond. And we want to thank our underwriters today, Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Deborah Lucero and Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture by providing community festivals and events, including Oktoberfest, the True North Tour, the NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. We also want to thank Grocery Outlet of Chico, independent owner and operator. Chris Hostetler brings locally grown produce and items, as well as fine brand name products in groceries, housewares, health and beauty products, including organic and fine wines and more. Grocery Outlet is open 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 on weekends at 2157 Pillsbury Road next to the Kmart. Find them on Facebook or at groceryoutlet.com. Alrighty, interesting weather here in Northern California. If you're a local person, hope you enjoyed that hail or whatever that was that was coming down. It is going to be quite cold tonight, upper 20s, so protect those plants. And we have a first guest in the house today from Chico Velho. Hi, Renee, welcome.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you. So, it's always exciting.
Definitely. And you know, I kind of went out of my way to try to find whom I believe to be the best baristas in Chico, some of which weren't even in the business anymore and stepped away from coffee, to try to pull them in and make sure that we're delivering a consistent quality product every time with every cup that we serve. So, you know, it's really important to me to have a certain level of quality that we're serving,
right.
As well as, you know, making sure that every time you get that same, doesn't matter who our barista is, you're going to get that same high-end quality cup of coffee.
Quality and consistency, you bet.
So.
And
yeah, we're not even allowed to make them yet.
Oh, is that right?
Our skill level is not high enough.
I don't meet my own standards. I don't meet my own standards to serve coffee, so be happy to make you a cup of tea, maybe pour you a cup of drip coffee. We have some really good toffees there.
Right, right.
But, you know, you won't see me behind the espresso machine pulling shots for you. Or I could just pull a shot of espresso, but I'm not going to steam any milk.
Right,
I got well-trained, well-paid baristas to take care of that for me.
All right, there you go.
And serve it to you.
You're going to get there, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. It's you gotta put your years in, man. You know, you gotta get your licks in. You guys have some expansion things coming up. Maybe we'll save that for another time. But in the next couple of months or so.
Well, we're hoping to get a beer and wine license. We're in the final throes of the state, and
okay.
Hopefully by the end of February, by March 1st, we hope to have a beer and wine. We'll specialize local beer.
Uh-huh.
Local wine's gonna be a little bit tougher, but there's a couple new wineries and a couple of wineries that have been around for a while. So definitely we'll have on tap all three of the local breweries in Chico. And there's a couple we're looking at. I think you mentioned some out of Redding.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely have local products. Right now we feature local produce, local, you know, all our vendors pretty much are from the Chico area. We use S&S, Tin Roof.
Right, right on.
Our kombucha comes from a local company, Pacific Culture.
Oh, yeah.
All the coffee comes from a distributor based in Chico. So, you know, I just think we're going to be part of the community and particularly love that neighborhood. And so we couldn't have been happier by landing in the Barber neighborhood.
Right on. Well, it's a fun asset. And again, I just love to see the development happen. And again, the small-based organic the owners are behind the counter. You love to see that stuff. And, you know, that's going to be, you know, I was joking with Steve O'Brien. It's like, you know, if Chico keeps going this route, they're going to push guys like us out of here, man. But it's great to see, and it's great to have you guys on board. And thanks for taking time to come in. And, again, it's economic vitality of Chico. Let's, you know, keep it local and keep it real, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a great night.
We've got a couple other guests coming up that'll be in just a minute about some new podcasts and things they're doing here in town as we expand into the internet age of media. So let's go back a little bit to Rob Reich. Let's check this one more song out. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. A little Rob Reich in the background with Ben Goldberg. They're going to be coming up to Monca in early May for a fundraiser for the museum. So we'll sure we'll talk about that as we get forward. All righty, we've got our next guests in house. Three of them, actually. These gentlemen have recently started NorCal News Now, which is the North State podcast at the intersection of politics and real life. Man, that's a dangerous zone to be in.
That's why we jumped in.
All righty, I want to welcome Chris Smith.
Hello, this is the sound of my voice.
Aaron Haar.
Yep, how are you doing?
And Mike the Rich Man.
That's Mike, right. That's right, thanks Ray.
And guys got all the radio voices too, man. You guys, you're naturals, baby.
Pleasure to be here.
That's,
right.
That's hey, right.
Thank you guys for coming in. So tell me a little bit about the inspiration for doing this, I guess, to get started.
I was kind of doing some political consulting. I'm a blue collar guy, Ray. I have a blue collar job, but I did work on the side in 2008 and again in 2012 and 2016 for, and I kind of became a Politico. So, but then I got a little sick of it, and I realized, you know, all politics are local, and I started to really try to keep things a little more local. And I'm, you know, read the CNR, and you know, up 15 years ago, when I moved here, you know, the CNR and the Union Voter Guide pretty much told me how to vote, and I've gotten away from that in the last, you know, 10 years, and gotten more engaged. And you know, after the election, I had two guys here that I had met along the way. I've known Mikey for a long time, and Chris I had met. He did some video work for me, so I said, "Hey guys, let's put this together and see if we can get some, you know, more well-informed citizenry and bring some different groups and activists and issue people on and discuss some of the issues that we have here."
Right on. And yep. When did this begin?
Began in January of 2017 with some kind of test shows. But since then, we've been doing them on a bi-weekly basis, roughly.
Okay.
And then now we're, you know, with 2018 here and with kind of the rubber meeting the road in terms of getting people informed and talking about different issues and people deciding how they're going to vote and how they're going to act in this world, we are pretty much going to a weekly kind of situation. We're expanding to video.
Okay.
So we're going to be having, you know, video interviews online plus the podcast. And yeah, so we're excited to, you know, as we've all seen, even in the last couple of days, I think 2017 woke everybody up, even if the election 2016 didn't do it,
right,
that we've all got to step up and actually do some stuff. So
I think people probably sobered up in 2017.
That's right.
And now every week is a new adventure.
Right.
Every hour is a man. It's pretty amazing. And people access this through your website?
They can go to facebook.com/NorCalNewsNow, or they can go to any place you get a podcast, iTunes, Android, you know, right. SoundCloud, okay. anywhere you normally get a podcast, that's where you can find us.
A little app on your phone with a microphone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then
that's
you right. just search us and we're there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So,
and how does it all come together, I guess? I mean, do you all write the material? How do you come up with the topics, those kind of things? Is it...
I would say it's probably a team effort. You know, Aaron has a lot of great contacts in the political mm-hmm. realm here in the North State.
And I think these guys are the talent.
Well,
we're using that term very
talent with air quotes. Yeah. We put together the content together. And, you know, we really try to, I mean, it's not that dissimilar to what you're doing right here, where we probably try to be pretty loose with uh-huh. our guests. And we really want the guests to be able to talk about what they're doing and have kind of an unfiltered look at, you know, what their belief systems are. I mean, many people that are running for office don't have a chance to be as unfiltered many times with
sure.
their constituency. So we try to ask them pretty open-ended questions, you know, what their belief systems are and what they stand for. Are they fighters? Are they conciliators? You know, mm-hmm. The things that I would want to know. And I think that's a good way to approach. And then it's a good 30, 40-minute show. It's a lot of good content, I think.
Nice.
Well, I mean, that's the thing that we love about podcasting is that, especially with television is the dominant communication medium, theoretically, of what's happening right now. And the relentless drive to make things shorter, quicker, punchier, I think has gotten to the point where it's right. impossible to have any kind of meaningful discussion on right. television. Yeah. And having long-form discussions of people just talking back and forth, you know, I think that's one of the things that we're missing in a unfortunate way, is that, you know, when you eat almost anybody you meet, when you have to sit down with them and talk to them for 20 minutes, at the end of that 20 minutes, even if you couldn't stand them at the beginning, there's something you're going to,
exactly.
you know, connect with. And yeah. that's what we're trying to foster with the podcast.
Yeah, we've gotten to that point of, you know, the cable mentality where you have five people all speaking over each other constantly.
Right.
And it doesn't, it just goes around and around and around. And sitting down and talking to anybody, you realize, hey, we're all in this together. We're just trying to really understand what's happening around us. And, you know, although we all have our points of view and we kind of come in sometimes with our agendas and that, what we're really trying to do is make sense of the madness that we live in, and especially the pace of the way the world is now and the, you know, especially a place like Northern California in 2018 on this particular time with the amount of media and things you're being hit with. I'm sure if you're in some other part of the world, it might be a different experience, but this is the experience we are facing, and just trying to get it happening, get along with it.
Well, yeah. You know, I think, you know, the political blood sport that we see and the way media handles that now is one that I think all three of us are really kind of, I mean, it doesn't work. I mean, I think that I'm a media guy. I mean, I've been in media for 30 years and in various forms. And the game, the name of the game now is impressions, clicks, opens, views,
right, exactly.
Clickers. I mean, and you know what the public doesn't understand about the media business is that there's a bias. There's a bias towards noise. There's a bias right. towards intention and attention and intention. And I think that, you know, many of us that are in media are trained to avoid bias of political bias. And despite what many on the right would tell you, I think that most of the media does a pretty good job of that. But the bias towards noise and attention
fear,
is damaging.
Drama,
fear, drama,
craziness, yeah.
blood sport is dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's interesting with the whole, I don't know, call it what you want, the Russian bot situation, you know, where people right. are realizing. And hey, if you're on Facebook, you fell victim to this at some point.
We have.
Especially in the 2016 election cycle
yeah.
of clicking on these things because they were so outrageous.
Yeah.
And you just get swept into them. And when you start, starting now to step back and realize that, man, we're all being played here.
Right.
What is really going on?
Right.
So ingesting our media is going to change dramatically,
yeah.
I think, in the next 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one crazy thing that we noticed when we started putting out some things about some episodes about Trump or discussion Trump. We would notice strange people who are pretending to be Americans, but their phrasing was weird.
Right.
Their, you know, the episode would go up and 2 minutes later they'd be right on there talking about it when they couldn't even have heard the episode. So it's, yeah, that Russian bot problem on Facebook.
Yeah, we had
is,
a neighbor his. Congressman John Garamendi on and it ended up, you know, got to some people and some people, you know,
right.
Had opinions on it. We didn't think at the end of the day that those people existed, really.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we were talking to Russians.
So you had John on,
And I think that's what we like about it is at the end right. of the day, I think we really enjoy having the guests we have. We've had a local healthcare professional come on and talk about, you know, the healthcare bills and explain it to us. We've
sure.
had. Somebody that was one of our first guests, we had somebody was in the North Dakota Access pipeline protest
oh, sure.
who was actually, you know, on the bridge. He described those events to us. We've had really touching, you know, conversations.
We've had one or two very conservative people.
Yes, we have yeah. both sides of the aisle on,
yeah.
local conservatives. And
well, you know, it's, I mean,
want to have the discussion.
Yeah, yeah, it's about having the discussion and getting... Hearing both sides. I mean,
right.
and the truth is, you know, it's funny because I have this discussion with people all the time of, you know, well, how can you be talking with these people that have these attitudes? I'm like, look, you're not going to change anybody's mind by not talking to people.
Right.
You talk to everyone, no matter who they are.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're going to find out why they have those opinions, whether it's through maybe they're hurt, maybe they're damaged, maybe they're afraid. Heck, maybe they got some good points that we're missing.
Right.
So, you know, you really have to step back. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to hear because we all know we know everything.
Yeah.
And trust me, if you raise teenagers, you know what knowing everything's all about.
That's right.
So, that's you know, right. it's just one of those things. But you really have to sit down and discuss. It's just like anything else. I mean, we see people on the street and we think, oh, like, you know, look at that person. I'm afraid of that person. Or how could they be that person? Well, you sit down for 5 minutes and talk to that person and you realize they're no different than me.
Exactly.
And that's what... To me, media used to kind of be more like that.
Yeah.
It used to be about discussions. It used to be about, at the beginning of the story, you would have questions, and at the end, you would be changed and educated somehow and gain some kind of greater knowledge or perception. And now it's just how many clicks did you get, how many points did you score,
right.
and how much noise did you make.
Right.
And it's a problem. I mean, you know, the Walter Cronkite has been gone for a long time. I mean, and even, you know, even very valuable conservative voices are really changing their tune now. You know, you look at a George Will or you look at a David Brooks, people that are really well-respected thought leaders from the right are questioning a lot of basic Republican theories, basic Republican belief systems. Trump has done that. Yeah. He's changed that party. And you know what? The Democratic Party has changed too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And it's had to. I mean, we just had a discussion about the primaries, the 2016 primaries, where, you know, you look at these two, you look at the two bomb-throwing candidates, Donald Trump from the Republican side and Bernie Sanders from the left, and you look at how the parties treated those two candidates. The Republicans essentially said, hands off, well, we're going to let the voters decide. And I don't know that the Democrats did that same thing. Yeah, and that's still kind of an open question a little bit about what actually happened with that.
I know. Yeah.
You know? And these are the kind of things we're asking, the questions we're asking on our show.
Right.
And trying to think about, because I think people like that. I think people are interested in that.
Yeah, we
try to keep it local, too. I mean,
yeah.
One of the things that I brought on was this something called a paradox of plenty or a resource curse. It's kind of where an area is less economically viable, but provides the resources for mm-hmm. other areas, and these other areas it's providing resources for are actually better off economically. And you have these situations in other countries, and I feel like this is a territory where that's happening. And
we have
the sixth largest economy in the world, but up here I don't see us feeling that. So,
no.
You know, bringing that to issue and having those discussions, and sometimes they're tough, yeah.
Yeah, and we've got all these resources and water and things that the other people want, and see who owns that stuff anyway. You
know? Exactly.
Right. I mean, at least California, you know, in Colorado or other states, the rain that falls from the sky that hits the roof of your house is owned by the state. It is not owned by you. You know, in Colorado, it's illegal to collect your own rainwater.
What?
Yes.
Oh, we don't.
Holy smokes.
And in a number of other states. I used to do some work up in Washington and Oregon, and everybody has rain barrels. That's like their thing. It's like a whole cottage thing. Mm-hmm. They get the old blue barrels, and they convert them, and they collect their rainwater.
Right.
You know, it's like bringing your own bag to the market and all those kind of far, you know, reaching things. Well, in Colorado, that's illegal because I used to live there. Colorado is in a constant state of drought because all their water from the Colorado River, they don't own it. They can't touch it. They can't take any water out of it. It all goes downstream. So people would collect their rainwater, and they can't do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds vaguely Orwellian to me, doesn't it?
I mean, it's on and happening. And, yeah. You know, it's just one of those weird little things that that people aren't quite aware of. So, yeah, it's true. I mean, I hate to say the word struggle, but the efforts are only going to get a little more intense. But the truth of the matter is transparency, and if people would educate and learn and make, you can't help but make good decisions. If you're knowledgeable and the information is transparent,
Everything else is, you know, politics is local, and everything else is just frustrating.
Yeah.
So when you can start to keep it local and you can start to think, I mean, I've never dealt with an administration that has been so affected locally and so affected a small area. It's maybe just a coincidence, but you know, usually in the normal realm, it's, you know, who you elected for your city leaders and your county leaders and your school board and your card board and everything else, you know, mm-hmm. These are important things locally, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think more and more people are getting involved in that, and I think we're going to see that big time this year. I know the primary, people don't realize it, but a lot of local decisions are going to be made on June 5th in the primary because
Indeed.
Of the way the primary is structured here in California, where it's an open primary, top two candidates. If there's only two candidates, the decision is made at that time. If there's more than that, it goes on to the November election. So I think a lot of people are going to get more active. I think we're going to see higher voter turnouts than we usually do in non-presidential elections.
A lot of motivated people out there, especially on the left and on the right, too. There's a lot of motivated people out there who want to be involved.
Yeah, and I like to think that we're always on an upward trajectory, and maybe our current situation is the best thing that's ever happened to this country to get people to get involved and wake up and see... help change the direction of the humanity that we live in this modern era.
I hope you're right, but man, it's not fun.
It's tough, baby. You got to hit 105 fever to break the fever.
That's true. Well,
with crisis, you can find opportunity. I think.
I agree. I think so too. Well, listen. Okay, when's your next podcast coming out?
It's actually this weekend. And
okay. Who
is the guest
again?
That was
Marty Walters.
Marty
Walters running for Congress here in District 1.
Right.
Running for the nomination.
That's some highbrow candidates coming on.
Yeah.
Okay, now if I'm a candidate and I'm going to run for governor or school board president or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I'm interested in contacting you guys and seeing if you want to interview me. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you're going to have to wait in line.
That's right. No. Don't listen to him. Well, you can contact us right now.
We're going to try to get all the congressional candidates on, hopefully, if they're willing to come on before June 5th. Right. And that way we can record all
that. Find us on Twitter, NorCal News Now, or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NorCal News Now.
Okay. Find them on Facebook, private message them.
That's right.
And hook it up.
Twitter, anything.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Got peanut butter and jelly time coming up. So we're gonna have to cut bait, as we used to say in the old days.
Thanks,
all right.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us come in tonight. My name's Ray here on Butte Views and Beyond, made possible by viewers like you, just like you, and by the Famous Blue Peace House in Chico. Looking for accommodations for friends or family? The Famous Blue Famous Blue Peace House is a quiet, peaceful home in the heart of Chico that sleeps up to six, with a kitchen stocked with basic supplies, a redwood deck, gas grill, herb garden, and more. More information on Facebook, also on Airbnb, or call Steve at 588-3549 for the Famous Blue Peace House. We also want to thank Rooney Law Firm, defending your legal rights and dedicated to improving people's lives one case at a time. To have a free legal consultation for your legal matters, please call Law Help or visit RooneyLawFirm.com. Okay, got all that good stuff going. Again, thank you guys for coming in today, and thanks for tuning in. Sorry about that squeak. Wake up this computer here. There we go. Tune into Butte Views and Beyond next month. We will be back. Oh, man, it's killing me, isn't it? All right, here we go. Peanut butter and jelly time coming up. We've got our signature tune from the Ken Clark Organ Trio taking us out. Once again, you guys have a wonderful week.
Now break it down and freeze.
Now break it down and freeze.
Now break it down and freeze.
Now wait.
baseball bat. There's a peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
All right, you are listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And I have a special guest today. Say hello.
Hello.
That is my grandson, Peyton, and he's 6 now. Let me get this out of the way. Peanut Butter Jelly is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. Using the latest technology in their state-of-the-art building, The Printed Image provides custom screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products for business, organization, or special events. For custom apparel and promotional products, The Printed Image has dedicated specialists providing quality service, quick turnaround, and memorable products. Call 898-